We first reached Nafis Hamid by phone. It was a few hours after the attack. And he had just started introducing himself to me when he heard something.
Well, I'm actually a terrorism researcher based in Barcelona. And so I work here and I study jihadist linked radicalization, terrorist organizations, and so forth. What? This is under attack. What's happening?
What?
This madness going on. People are running in every direction.
Okay, get to safety, please.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if that was just a mass panic or what just happened. Hundreds of people came running my way right now. So I'm not...
Focus on getting yourself to safety. We later learned that the police may have been in a shootout with a suspect right around the time we were talking to Hamid, and that might have been what the panic was about. Things did calm down, and I asked Nafis Hamid to tell me what he had seen when the initial attack happened. He was in the main square when it happened.
I had been in Plaza Catalunya just actually saying goodbye to a friend. He was off to London, he was visiting me. So I just said goodbye to him there as he caught the bus to the airport. And I was just roaming around the area a little bit, actually just taking in some of the summer buzz in Barcelona. It's obviously a top tourist destination in Europe. Plaza Catalunya and Las Ramblas are probably two of the most touristic, busiest areas of Barcelona in the height of the tourist season in mid-August. So I was just kind of in the area, just taking a stroll and seeing, just taking in some of the mood, the energy, really.
And then what was the first thing you heard or saw?
I didn't hear the attack itself. What I heard was I just saw people running, kind of like what just happened to me right now. Yeah. Just hundreds of people running in one direction. And then I heard police sirens coming from every single direction. They were very quick to respond. Luckily, there already is a very large police presence in Plaza Catalunya because it is such a big touristic destination. Hmm. I think within just a couple of minutes, I heard a helicopter in the sky. So there was a very quick response.
Wow. And then what did you do?
Well, I backed off like with everyone else, tried to get to a safer area, tried to find out what was happening. I started getting a flood of text messages and WhatsApp messages, people telling me what's going on, seeing if I'm okay. I went back to my apartment for a second just to see what was going on in the news. And then I started walking back over to the area up until the police line, obviously respecting the police rules to not go any further than they wanted us to go, and just observing from there. And I've been out on the streets since then.
What does your instinct say to you about what happened, given what you know and your research?
You know, there was a white van in the London attacks. We know since 2014, ISIS has been calling for people to get behind a car and to carry out attacks, to run people over with their cars, which has then even been mimicked by far-right members, like what we saw in the Finsbury Park mosque attack in London, or what we just saw in Charlottesville. So there's definitely this reciprocity between extreme right-wing movement and then jihadist movement in terms of their respective acts of domestic terrorism. But I mean, the most important thing as a researcher is to caution people to not jump to conclusions. I think that's probably the most important thing at this moment. That can stoke a lot of fires. There's already a lot of tension in Europe and the United States. And we need to show reticence and be careful and not to jump to any conclusions.
As we just heard, there was what appeared to be maybe a panic that was not linked to another attack that just happened around you. How's everybody doing? And now we hear sirens. How's everybody doing? I mean, did people seem? People must obviously be pretty on edge.
Yeah, people are scared. I'm seeing police go in one direction. I'm seeing ambulances go in another direction. I just saw ambulances going in the direction of supposedly where that panic was coming from. Again, I don't know what actually motivated it. People have rushed into buildings. Stores have allowed people into their stores and closed their metal gates covering their store windows. Seeing people crying, people shaking, people trying to get home. And of course, there's a lot of onlookers and people standing around and watching and seeing what's happening. So, yes. On edge would be correct.
Nafis Hamid, thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem. My pleasure.
That's Nafis Hamid, a terrorism researcher with Artists International. ISIS has since claimed responsibility for the attack.